What's up, everybody? It's me, Greg Miller. This is another Greg Way. Believe it or not, this is the first Greg Way I've tried to do since I got the new iPhone. So I tried to use the lightning cable and shove it in. Just remember, it's USB-C, so I have a microphone to nothing. So my day's fucking ruined, if you're wondering. Of course, this is your show where each and every weekday for at least 5 minutes, I answer your questions or tell you what's on my mind or do something to that effect. And let me tell you, again, thank you so much for all your support on that Kinda Funny / IGN Extra live stream we did on Friday. What a great time that was. You know, those IGN kids, there used to be a lot of dirtbags that fucking worked there. And they've all washed out now. And now they got a good crew there that I don't hate. So that's nice. You know what I mean? Once Goldfarb left there, I really feel like they turned a corner. And I should say, once he left the second time, because he came back like a sniveling little fucking toad. But they left. And now you got a bunch of good kids there. I like that Jada a lot. Stella I could do without, but Jada, she's cool. And we raised a lot of money for charity, which is great. But I digress. I'm gonna read a question today from patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. That's right, of course, you can write into either Patreon to be part of this show and have your questions read and answered, just like Stephen Gibson did. Hi, Greg. I have two kids, so very little time to play games, and when I do have the time, I struggle to decide what to play. If your job wasn't to keep up with the latest releases, what would you most likely be playing right now? Here's a follow-up question in his own thread. Also, where is the chat room? As I've said before, the chat room for Greg Way / Kinda Funny is over on patreon.com/kindoffunny on the app. Patreon has an app where you can make chat rooms in it. And so, as the only person who does it, me, because I need Greg Way topics all the time, I've just left myself permanently logged in to the Kinda Funny version of Patreon. I gotta sneeze, but I'm not gonna sneeze. Yeah, I don't have any tissues, I'm not gonna sneeze. So, it's not a feature for the games one. If I could do it on the .com, I would do it because I log into the .com from a website, but I don't do the thing where I log into the .com from the phone because it's just too many steps. So, trust me, you're not missing much on the old chat room, but it's nice for me. I digress. First of all, and again, people were mad at the chat room before. Where they're like, Greg, stop reading from the chat. Stop reading from the chat. Stop reading from the chat. Leave more fucking questions, all right? It's goddamn Stephen Gibson and Paul Smith on the Patreon posts. Help them out. I digress. If my job wasn't to play video games, and I'd be, you know, busy with little Benny. Let's say I'm a garbage man, because I think that'd be a fun job. I come home from a hard day of the garbage truck, and then I take care of Ben for a little bit, and then, you know, he goes to bed, and Jen goes to bed, and I play some games. What are they playing right now? That's a hard alternate universe to look into. As I've always said, I do believe, I'm just talking to the microphone, by the way, it's not connected to anything. I do believe I would still be deep into DC Universe Online. I feel like I really would have kept up with the month-to-month, week-to-week, year-to-year changes of that game and the meta and what you're collecting, what you're not collecting, what you're doing, what you're not doing. I think that would have resonated to this day with me. More modern times, it's hard to say, but I imagine that I would still be playing Starfield. Like, you know, I was talking about, like, you know, I have a great spoiler cast up. One-man spoiler cast on the Games Cast feed from months ago now. A month ago? Whenever Starfield came out, about the fact that I was on my fifth playthrough and running through all that. I still haven't really committed to that fifth playthrough. It still sits there of like the golden seed, the golden path that I want to get back to. But every time I think about it, I'm like, well, I really should play X, Y, and Z for Game of the Year. I really should play this thing to talk about on the show. I really should do this. Like, it'd be fascinating in a bad way to go see what I'm playing right now in the world where video game journalism / enthusiast press didn't work out. And I am very much like, cool, I am playing games as a normie. What would I be playing? Because I still think I'd play Alan Wake, but would it be at the top of the pile? No, because I'd still be playing, maybe I'm still playing through Spider-Man. Maybe I'm playing Baldur's Gate. Maybe I got convinced to buy Baldur's Gate. And I was like, well, I got to make this count. So I got to, even though I don't like the controls, I got to suffer through this. Maybe something changed. I'm a PC player in the alternate universe, and it's the darkest timeline. But luckily, we don't have to worry about that. I'm here playing PlayStation, earning trophies. Even when Eka tries to screw me out of them. These are references to Games Daily and the stream we did today. So yeah, tough to say, but I think I'd be still doing DC Universe Online stuff. And I think that I would probably be doing Starfield too. I think I would stay in the games I love longer. I think I come and go really quickly on games, even if I adore them, just because, you know, there's always the next big thing. You're always waiting on the next code. There's always this big thing coming up that you need to get back to. So I think that's what I would do. I'd probably play fewer indies because I wouldn't have the time, so they'd fall away, and I'd be in for those big AAA experiences I love. But that's the answer, Steve. Steven. If you think you have a better question than Steven, write him in patreon.com/kindoffunny. Leave him on this Gregway post, and I can do them there. Of course, you can do the chat room, you can do games and all that stuff, and I'll still check it out. But until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you. I miss my microphone. Kevin! Order me a new mic!